From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Austria approves strict asylum laws. The new laws permit the Austrian government to declare a state of emergency if migrant numbers suddenly rise. The law also stipulates that asylum seekers would be turned back directly at the border, including those from war-torn countries such as Syria. United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon doesn't like the new law.
Such policies and measures negatively affect the obligations of member states under international humanitarian law and European law.
The legislation makes it more difficult for relatives of asylum seekers to join their families in Austria. An airstrike in Syria has destroyed a hospital in Aleppo supported by Doctors Without Borders. At least 20 people were killed in the bombing. Among the dead are two doctors, including the last pediatrician working in rebel-controlled areas of Aleppo. Sam Taylor is the Syria Communications Coordinator for Doctors Without Borders.
We're absolutely appalled. Doctors Without Borders is appalled that this continues to happen. This is not the first time. This is the seventh time that a Doctors Without Borders supported hospital has been attacked in this year alone.
The airstrike was part of a violent 24-hour period in Aleppo, which saw more than 60 people killed in fighting between Syrian forces and rebels. United Nations envoy Stéphane de Mistura says the February cessation of hostilities that he helped negotiate hangs by a thread and could totally collapse at any time. North Korea has apparently test-fired an intermediate-range missile. That missile is believed to have crashed seconds after takeoff in what appears to be the second such failure in a matter of weeks. This is VOA News.